A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samandayuwa Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. On Sunday, we started a discussion on guarantee for peace. How do I guarantee my consistent and permanent living or dwelling in the peace of God that passes all understanding? How is peace guaranteed to me? Having seen the importance of peace in lives, we have seen that progress is impossible without peace. We also saw that you cannot take crucial decisions in the absence of peace. Your health is plundered if your peace is interrupted, and lack of peace shortens a man's life. Peace is therefore very central. We have seen peace as the umpire, the one that helps us to decide with absolute finality to settle all questions that may arise in our minds. We also saw that the peace of God is necessary for a man of the Spirit. Anytime you are out of alignment with God, your peace is withdrawn, and this is there to put us in check, to restrain us, to bring us back to divine alignment with the Almighty. So how is peace guaranteed to us? We looked at three ways by which peace can be guaranteed to us. Number one, make God your refuge. Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Make him your refuge, your hiding place, and your peace will be intact, will be guaranteed to you. Number two, we said you must please the Lord always. Let your life, let your dealings, let your doings be pleasing unto God. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7, the Bible says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Please the Lord. Let your life please the Lord. Let your words please the Lord. Let your activities, your actions, your steps, let them be pleasing to the Lord. When you please the Lord in all that you do, he causes you to dwell in total and in perfect peace. Number three, love for God's word. You must have love for the word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 165, the Bible says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Those who love God's law, God's word, they will be in great peace. They will not stumble. Nothing will cause them to stumble. Nothing will offend them. So the love for God's word is very central to having peace. I want us to mention two more as we round up this discussion on guarantee for peace. Number four, maintain righteousness. If you want your peace to be guaranteed, maintain righteousness. What is righteousness? Two dimensions of righteousness. Number one is the imputed righteousness, the righteousness that we found in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So maintain this righteousness. Stand your ground in Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, and your peace will be guaranteed. The second dimension is right living or right doing. Live right and do what is right. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 32, verses 17 and 18, the Bible says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. That is what righteousness makes happen. The work of righteousness shall be peace. That is, peace is the product of righteousness. When you live right, when you do that which is right, your peace will be maintained, your peace will be guaranteed. You will be kept in perfect peace because you do that which is right in the sight of God, in the sight of all men also, you do that which is right. Living right keeps us in perfect peace, the peace of mind. The prince of this world could come to you, but because you are living right, he will have nothing to find in you. Nothing of his will be in you because you are a man who lives right. And that was exactly the experience of Christ Jesus, our Lord. He declared in John chapter number 14 and in verse number 30, "I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. If the ruler of this world, if the prince of this world would come, will he not find anything that belongs to him in you? Will he not find any of his properties in you? And if what belongs to the ruler, the prince of this world, is in you, it will tamper with your peace. It will affect your peace. It will withdraw your peace and take your peace from you. And that is why you must ensure that nothing of the prince of this world is found in you. Nothing of his property is found in you. The sin that easily besets you, if you allow this sin in your life, it will tamper with your peace. It will withdraw your peace. The unrighteous living, the things you have done amiss, when you allow them to fester in your life, they will tamper with your peace and cause your peace to be withdrawn from you. So living right is a guarantee for peace. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you live right, that you do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. Do not forget, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Let us live right, and our peace will be guaranteed, and we will not be troubled in any way. Finally, number 5, trust in the Lord. If you want your peace to be guaranteed, you must trust absolutely in the Lord our God. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Trusting in God will keep you in perfect peace. You have peace of mind if you trust in the Lord your God. He will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. If a man's mind is divided, you're putting your trust in a man. You are putting your trust in a system. That system may get corrupted and may affect your peace. You are putting your trust in a financial system. What if there's a collapse of that financial system? If you put your trust in the economy, what if there's an economic mishap or there's an economic problem? What is if it's a problem in the economy? What do you do? If you put your trust in Naira, now that Naira has nosedived compared with the dollar and the pounds, what do you do? So your trust should be in the Almighty God, not in any other man. The Bible says, "Cursed is the man who puts his trust in another man. This man will not know when good shall come, when good shall pass, he will not know. It will be like the heat in the wilderness." But the Bible says, "Blessed is that man who puts his trust in God, whose confidence is in the Almighty God. This is the man that will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers. The roots will shoot forth into the waters. This man will bring forth his fruit in his season. This man will not know when there is heat. He will not know when there is any trouble. He will be bearing fruit. He will not be afraid when the heat will come, because his trust is not in any system, but in the Lord. I therefore beseech you that you put your trust in the Almighty God. God will keep you in perfect peace. When you trust in him, it will be your strength, your everlasting strength, if you depend upon him. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God is your everlasting strength. And this is what guarantees our peace. Make God your refuge. Let your life, your ways be pleasing to the Lord. Love the word of God. Maintain righteous living and trust in the Lord. Your peace will be intact. Your peace will not be interrupted in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, "Father, help me to walk before you and be blameless, that my peace may be guaranteed in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, help me to walk before you and be blameless and be perfect, and let my peace be guaranteed in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray. Say, "Father, let me not stray away from the way of righteousness. Let me not walk away from the grace of you, the living God. Help me to maintain right standing and right living before you, the living God. I need you to help me maintain my right standing and right living before you. Help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you'll help me to maintain righteousness, righteous living, right standing before you, the Almighty God, that my peace may be intact, that the work of my righteousness may be peace, and that this peace may be evident in my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice and pray, Father. I put my trust absolutely in you. Therefore, keep me in perfect peace according to your word. My Father, I put my trust in you. Therefore, I pray that you will keep me in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Lift up your voice and pray, Father. Let progress become easy. Let progress become possible in my life. Let decision-making be easy for me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let my health be intact and not be plundered. Let my life be prolonged by reason of your peace in my life in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that my peace will not be interrupted in the name of Jesus, that my health will not be plundered, that, Father, my life will be prolonged and not be shortened, that your peace will accomplish this in my life and your name will be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will be enabled to stand right and to live right in the Almighty God. And I pray that the peace of God shall be in your dwelling. You will dwell in a peaceable habitation. Your peace will not be interrupted in the name of Jesus. As you put your trust in God, He will bless you. And because you put your trust in the Almighty, you will be like a tree that is planted by the waters. You will spread your roots by the river. You will not fear when it comes. Your leaf will be green, and you will not be anxious in the days or years of drought. You will not cease from yielding fruit, and the Lord will bless you and all that you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's words, Ezra Project. That's a Bible study, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this Bible study on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, no, YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.